Amen. Praise his name. Let's stand together, if you will. Let's just open the service as we bow our heads. Lord Jesus, Father, truly we're so thankful. Your grace and your mercy, Lord, how it should just be bubbling out from amongst us, Lord. Lord, seeing it in our face, hearing it in our speech. Lord, the goodness of God, how wonderful you are. Lord, I ask that you would just bless the service tonight, Lord. Strengthen each and every one as we gathered here tonight. Father, I know we're human, Lord. We have needs. Father, Lord, sometimes we may feel bad about always having a need when we come to you, Lord. But Father, Lord, you have told us to come to you. Cast your cares upon me. So, Lord, we've come tonight, Lord, looking to you for strength, for encouragement, for whatever it may be, Lord, we need. Lord, we know we shall receive. Lord, for you know what we have need of. We thank you. Bless us now, and may your will be done in everything we ask in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. He's wonderful. You may be seated if you'd like. Amen. Praise his holy name. Turn with me on page 7. Amen. When the redeemed are gathering in. Hallelujah. I am thinking of the rapture in our blessed home on high. When the redeemed are gathering in. How we'll raise that heavenly anthem in that city in the sky. When the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, and redeemed are gathering in. Oh, it's like snow and creek crossing. How we'll shout and how we'll sing when redeemed are gathering in. Oh, there will be a great procession over on the streets of gold. When the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, what music, oh, what singing, oh, that city will be roared. When the redeemed, oh, think about it. Amen. Oh, when redeemed are gathering in. Oh, horse like snow and free crossing. Oh, how we'll shout. Gathering in. Old saints will sing redemption story with their voices clear and strong. When the redeemed are gathering in, then the angels all will listen, for they cannot join that song. When the redeemed, oh, when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, it's like snow and rainbow. Oh, how we'll shout and how we'll sing. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, then the Savior will give orders to prepare the banquet hall. When the redeemed are gathering in. And we'll hear his invitation. I'm the blessed of the Lord. When redeemed are gathering in. Oh, when redeemed are gathering in. Oh, waters like snow and creek mossing. Oh, how we'll shine and how we'll sing. Oh, when redeemed are gathering in.
Amen.
Oh,
holy name. What a day that's going to be. Hallelujah.
Page 166. Very, very common song. Amen. When we all get to heaven. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansion, bright and blessed, You prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. Christian soldiers. Amen. Saints, it's getting so close. Keep your eye on the goal. Amen. And keep moving. Amen.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. Oh, with the cross of Jesus, go. Forward into battle, see His Christian soldiers on to victory. Hell's foundations quiver at the shout of praise. Brothers, lift your voices, loud your anthem praise.
Hallelujah.
Captain has never lost a battle, say. Amen. Praise his holy name. He's so wonderful. Amen. Brother Hamilton, would you like to come pick up the offering?
Amen. That's the blessing, if you will.
Lord, we're marching on
today. Amen. Amen. On page 12, the little chorus, when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown. Amen. Praise his name.
And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown. Yes, we shall wear a crown. Oh, we shall wear a crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown. In that new
assurance, saints. Amen. Praise his name. How many have a request for him tonight? Hallelujah. Just hold it on your heart. Brother Leffler, would you take the request tonight?
Oh, you love it.
Yes.
I didn't come to listen to nobody's idea. I come to listen to the word. Yeah. Father, I want to be safe. Lord, thanks. Yeah. Lord, you gave us a passage. Lord, Heavenly Father, stick to that word. Yeah. Lord, that's my heart's desire. Lord, I just pray, Father, tonight. Whoever brings the word, Lord, I ask, Lord, to put
yes.
Father, let us always be true to this word. Not taking, giving it up, not giving it for somebody else, doing this or anything else, Father. Just help us each one. I ask you, please, in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Praise his name. Would there be a song, maybe someone in the audience, have a congregation have a song? Amen. Maybe a chorus burning on your heart. Your left ear? 15? Amen. Let's see.
Yeah.
We're marching to Zion. Amen. I love this song. Come we that love the Lord, and let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord. Join in a song with sweet accord. And thus surround the throne. Oh, and thus surround the throne.
Amen.
We're marching to Zion. Children of the heavenly King, but children of the heavenly King may speak their joys abroad. May speak their joys abroad. Oh, we're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. Oh, we're marching upward to heavenly fields, before we reach the heavenly fields, or walk the golden street, or walk the golden street. For we're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. For we're marching upward to Zion. Let our songs abound, and every tear be dried. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground to fare a world on high. Oh, to fare worlds on high. Oh, we're soon to appear. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Amen.
Amen.
We're marching to Zion. Beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, that beautiful city of God. We're marching
city. Oh my, hallelujah. Just think how soon it could be. It could be any time. Amen. It could just be any moment. Oh my, how well to be so happy. Amen. So thankful that the times are winding down. It will soon be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Amen. I hope and trust every one of us has sung tonight in a way that when it plays before that great screen before you, when it all comes back to you, the Lord Jesus and all the witnesses will see that joy coming out of your heart. Amen. And singing in the Spirit. Amen. And in truth. And see it on that screen. It's all just right the way God wants it to be. I hope every one of us is seen that way. Amen. Oh, I'm so thankful for what God is doing for us. Amen. Maybe He's not doing much for some, but He's doing a lot for me. And I appreciate Him so very much. Every moment it just seems to get more precious and more precious to me. You know, and I was thinking as we were singing those songs and I was worshiping the Lord, of course I was thinking, you know, and going through my mind as I was worshiping and singing. I was singing it and with Him right there in view. Him seeing me. And Him being able to look down into my heart and know exactly what was coming from the inside. Knowing I couldn't hide anything from Him. No, and I wouldn't want to hide anything from Him. But to know He's right there listening to me.
Amen.
And that's why I'm here worshiping and praising God. To glorify Him.
Amen.
And let Him see the expression and love in my heart going back to Him. Of course, it goes to that blood. So everything's really good when it goes to that blood. Oh, man, I'm just so appreciative of it. And why do you sit here tonight, and how can you worship in the Spirit? How can you worship with a joy in your heart? You know, when we talk about that new city, we sing about it, you know, and talk about marching to Zion and being a soldier of God and as to war and everything. What makes us, with an assurance, be able to sing with a joy in our heart? Knowing 100%. Without one speck of doubt, you're born again. That's the only reason and only way you can sing it, with a joy in your heart. You've got the joy of your salvation. If you ain't got the joy of your salvation, there's no salvation there. There ought to be a joy of our salvation if we have salvation. And we've got enough word now that we ought to be staying in the joy of our salvation. You see, and stay bubbling on the inside and glorifying God.
Amen.
So when we come here and worship God, we're singing and got a song in our heart because we know we're born again.
Amen.
Otherwise, it's just, we're marching to Zion, the beautiful, and, you know, just nothing to it. But when you know you're really marching to Zion, hallelujah, and you know your body's going to change in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, glory, you know you're singing a song that's all about you. Amen. I'm so thankful for these songs of praise and worship that these old warriors wrote down through the years. And may we in this hour be able to sing with a joy in our heart. Amen. Knowing what God's done for us. Let us all stand. Amen. And we're going to ask Brother Timothy to come to deliver the message for us tonight, trusting you'll be hungry for the word, listening. Amen.
Amen.
Crying out to God for revelation. As the word comes, because see, Brother Timothy or myself, nobody can give revelation. The word comes and we're asking the Holy Spirit to give us the revelation of it. He may read something tonight we've maybe read 50 times, but maybe not have the revelation of it. So we ask God to give us the revelation of it. Amen. To make sure it's real and genuine, solid in our hearts.
Amen.
Remember, we're preparing for a change of this body. Hallelujah. I'm looking forward to it. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, my. Thank God for His mercy and grace. Let's sing a little chorus. I believe God, because I believe Him. Amen. By His grace, I believe Him. Amen. I believe God. I believe God. Ask what you will, and it shall be done. Oh, trust
and obey. Believe what I say. I believe God. Come on, Brother Timothy. Well, I believe God. I believe God. Ask for what you will. I believe God. Precious. Glory to his name. Amen. My, I could just sing all night. And you know, but I got a few words. And I just feel I've Lord kind of dipped us on my heart today. And it's one of those things you're, okay, Lord, why? But you know, when you come in and the songs just seem like it's all geared to the same thing, you just say, Lord, we're just going to bring it as it's going to help someone. Because God's got a purpose in all things. Yes, but does. Let's just bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Yes. Lord, we are thankful to be here.
Yes.
And Lord, in ourselves, none of us are anything. Yes. And Lord, it's mercy and grace that each one of us stand here tonight, Lord, with a hunger in our hearts, burning to you.
Yes.
And Lord, we're just asking for revelation and understanding of your word, not just tonight, Lord, but oh, God, dip into our hearts anything that we might lack to would take us that last mile of the way, Lord,
yes,
and bring us to where you would have us be.
Praise
Lord,
God.
We're so thankful to be able to feel your presence in this hour and know you're with us. And Lord, you won't leave us nor forsake us, but you're here.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we're just asking that we yield ourselves to you for service and ask you to have your way in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
My, I love him.
Praise God.
Oh, my, so precious. Just so thankful. You know, this might, don't think this might be something great big, because it's not. Just a little simple something. But you know, it's sometimes in the simple things we miss things. And just let God speak to your heart in a special way. But I'm going to turn to Romans, the 8th chapter. Very familiar. Our pastor just read this scripture a couple services ago. But we'll just read this and just think about it tonight. Amen. Amen. Just so glad that God will be here. You know,
amen.
Just, I can't help it. Amen.
Amen.
Just thinking about it today. You know, I want you to think about back in the Old Testament, because we're going to go back into the Old Testament here for a minute. But I just want you to think of when the children of Israel left Egypt, God was moving in the midst of those people. And Aaron and Miriam was dancing and rejoicing as they danced out through there because God was moving. There was something happening, and they were a part of it.
Amen.
Then as the Ark of the Covenant began, when David, when it was coming, and he danced before it, was in the street. There was something happening, and he was a part of it. And it was the joy that it brought him. It was overflowing within him.
Amen.
Then when Jesus came on the scene, the Messiah had come.
Yes.
And those that seen him, they had palm branches in their hands. Mm-hmm. And with joy, they was waving them and receiving them. Why? Because something was happening for them at
Amen.
That moment.
Yes. Yes.
And tonight, there's things happening for you
Amen.
In your day.
Yes.
And is it causing that excitement in your heart, or do you just not even see it? Are you missing it? But oh, somebody's got is seeing it and they
Amen.
Feel it.
Amen.
Amen. It's time. Time is drawing to a close. Amen. Let's read this so you can sit down. Romans, the 8th chapter and the 31st verse. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. May the Lord bless and redeem his word.
Hallelujah.
But just want you to think about it a little bit tonight.
Yes,
and I, just this whole Bible, we can go back and we can look. All God's done.
Yes.
And we can talk about a rapture that's going to take place. But what's happening now?
Amen.
Where am I at right now? Where am I at? Amen. I want to turn over here to 1 Samuel in the 17th chapter and just kind of take a thought from this situation that was happening. Amen. It's 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter. But all my saints were at that time where, you know, many's called out and many may gather, but there's a select few that's chosen. And down through this book, this whole Bible, we can go back and look to where maybe there was many around at one time, but God moved for one person, on one person's heart, and that person fulfilled the word for that day, that time. But let's go here, 1 Samuel 17 chapter, very familiar. We're going to start about, let's just start about the 20th verse. And just listen here as this scenario happens. And David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep with his keeper, and he took and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the trench as the host was going forth to fight and shouted for the battle. And for Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, an army against army. And David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper and ran into the army and came and saluted his brethren. And as he talked with him, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words, and David heard them. And all of the men of Israel, when they saw the man, they fled from him and was sore afraid. And I just want you to just kind of bear in mind now, all these men that was lined up with Israel claimed to be soldiers. They's everyone carrying a shield, probably had a sword and a spear. And they, everyone had lined up there saying they were soldiers. And great men of battle. And here stood an obstacle in front of them. And they didn't look much like soldiers at this point. And that's where we're coming to, saints. There's many people standing around claiming to be message believers, claiming to be Christians. But there's not much showing that they are. But just watch the scenario as it happens here. And all the men of Israel, when they saw him, they fled from him and were sore afraid. And the men of Israel said, "Have ye seen this man that has come up, surely to defy Israel? He has come up, and it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches, and will give him his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel." And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, "What shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away this reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" And just look at where David's mind was. And you know, I was kind of thinking about David being a shepherd out in the, taking care of the flock. Probably didn't have no one to talk to most of the time. It was just him and the Lord out there and them sheep. Probably a sheep dog, I would imagine. A lot of time, his mind was probably on the Lord all the time. And these men were great men of Israel. They stood around. I'm sure they had been trained to fight. They had their swords and their spears. They had their equipment in hand. But they couldn't meet the challenge that had been placed before them at that time. They were standing there helpless. Didn't matter how many swords and spears, shields, whatever they had at that time. Here they all just stood. But watch David as he walks up here and he says, "Armies of the living God." And the people answered him after this manner, saying, So shall it be done to the man that killeth him." They told him what would be done. And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David. Oh my, now he's embarrassed because he can't back up his claim that he's a soldier. And here David's asking. He ain't, little bitty David, he ain't got nothing on. No armor, no equipment, just a little bitty ruddy fella. And he said his anger was kindled against David. And he said, "Why camest thou down hither? With whom hast thou left the few sheep?" Now he's going to try to put him in his place here. Backing him up. He says, "But why camest thou down hither? With whom hast thou left thy few sheep in the wilderness? And I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart. For thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle." And how far from the truth that was. That's why God put in the scripture that his father said, "Take this and go to your brethren." Amen. Look at there. Somebody thought they knew more than God did. Oh my, saints. But he said, David said, "What have I now done? Is there not a cause?" And he turned from him toward another and spake after the same manner. And the people answered him again after the former manner. And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. And David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine." Look at this. Look what was in his heart. Already there's something different there. A different desire, a different pull. Something was already focused all to totally different than all those other men. They forgot whose army they was. And they were looking at themselves. "Oh, my sword's only 3 feet long and his is 6. My spear's only 5. They forgot about all that God had already done for them. They had done and forgot about all the other battles they'd come through that they couldn't even explain. "But, oh my," David said, "let no man's heart fail him because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth." And David said unto Saul, "Thy servant kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock, and I went after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God." David knew it wasn't him and himself that killed that lion and that bear, even though he was saying, I done it. But he knew where his strength lie when he said this. He knew who had delivered him. Oh, my, saints. Amen. Stop and think where God's brought you from and what he's already done for you. And, oh, my, focus in on what's happening now.
Yes.
And David, let's see, and I went out, and David said, "Moreover, the Lord hath delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear. He will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said unto David, "Go, and the Lord be with thee." And Saul armed him with David with his armor, and he put a helmet of brass upon his head, and he also armed him with a coat of mail. And oh my, you know, sometimes maybe someone comes into this message and boy, things just get poured on them. They get all the, well, you need this book and you need this message and you need to believe it like this and you need to do this and you better do that and you need to go here, you need to hear so and so. And David, he cast that all aside. David said, "Thy servant," that's down here, David said, "Moreover, and Saul armed David with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword and his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them." And David put them off of him. Oh my, he's casting everything away. He's just going the way God had led him to do things. God had moved on his heart to do what he was doing. And you know, oftentimes God moves on a person's heart to do something. And everybody else wants to be a part of that. They don't want to do it themselves, but oh, let me help you out. But oh, and Saul here was a, we'll get to it in just a moment. But let's go on. And he said, David girded his sword up on his armor and he essayed to go. And David put them off of him and he took his staff in his hand. And he chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in the shepherd's bag, which he had even in a scrip. And his sling was in his hand and he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and a ruddy and a fair countenance. And the Philistine said to David, Am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, Come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. And then said David to the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts and the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand. There wasn't no trusting in nothing else. David was walking down there because it was revealed to him that he was anointed for that. And he knew that that man was uncircumcised and was defying the very army of God. Oh my, if we could but see what God has anointed us for in this hour to a reality. Amen. Of why he filled us with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And why what's been placed down on the inside of me, why that spark's in there.
Hallelujah.
Oh my, saints. David had already overcome a lion. He had already overcome a bear. And he was going to overcome this Philistine. It didn't matter how big he was. Not because of who he was, but what God was doing through him. And it's the same way with us. It don't matter how big the obstacle is in front of you or what Satan tries to pour in. He might try to flood you with all things. But greater is he that is in you than he that is all the world. For he has already overcame the world. And he's here to prove that in this day, he didn't say to him that cast out devils, will I grant to sit with me in my throne. He didn't say to him that does all these mighty signs and wonders, will I grant to sit with me in my throne. But he said to him that overcometh. And that's what God is looking for. That is our battle this day. And there's many giants that may face us. But oh my, are we... Do we have it burning in our hearts that it doesn't matter, I've been predestinated for this? Lord, show me the way. Amen. And follow him as he leads. And listen here, as he says, this day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beast of earth, and that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all the assembly shall know that the Lord saveth, not with the sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. Oh, my, and he had told him there, he said, I will give thine head, I will smite thine head from thee. And he didn't even have a sword on him. He had nothing. But he knew when he got there that sword would be there. Why? He didn't have no worries. He done it new. God was behind him. Oh, my. And look how God has tried to show us, I'm with you, I am in you, and I'll be there to the end of the world. Amen. But oh my, do we get caught up in the moment of, oh, this obstacle's so great, and this is happening, and this is just, oh, I just don't know. And we forget who we are. But David didn't forget who he was. Oh my, saints, think of it. Don't ever forget who you are. And what if God can over, if you've already overcame this circumstance that was in your life, and maybe you seen God, maybe you had a need, maybe you needed healed. And you seen God move on the scene and meet that need. And maybe another one's arose greater in your life, and it can be whatever circumstance that you know that's hindering you from doing whatever it is that you feel God is leading you to do. But have you maybe let down in your prayer life? You're not staying where you should. That's burning in your heart the same way that it was when you needed that healing. But oh my, these soldiers had fought many battles, seen God do mighty things. And now they was just letting an obstacle get in their way and stop them. But oh my, somebody was predestinated to meet the challenge of that hour. Amen. And David rose up to it. And it came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag, and he took thence a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead. Oh, my, Brother Bram said that was the only place that wasn't covered. Amen. And oh, my, I don't know if any of you's ever tried to use a sling like that with a stone, but it's mighty tough. Amen. But that wasn't David's ability. God directed that stone right where it had to go. Oh, my, David put his hand in his forehead, and he fell upon his face on the earth. And so David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote that Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath, and thereof he slew him. Oh my. And saints, today we're not fighting physical battles as they were fighting here. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Yes. But oh my, we must be armed, and God has armed us. Amen. And placed us here. Amen. But you've got to know and have it in your heart that with an assurance that you was here for this purpose, and that there's no obstacle too great, too big to overpower you, because it's not you fighting it. And oh my, how many people in this message, they've got caught up in their own self-righteousness. I've been a Christian. I've been in the message. I've been a believer. I've got this. But they're standing still and nothing's happening in their life. They've reached a stalemate. There's an obstacle in front of them and they can't get past it. But God predestinated somebody to take the word in their hand and to walk forward in that promise and see it vindicated in their life for this day. That somebody would fulfill this word. There's nothing can defy God. He said he lives to prove his word, and he's here today to prove exactly what he said he would do would come to pass. Yes. that there would be a bride in this day. He would have a prisoner. He would have a people he'd have the preeminence of. He lives to prove that word that was brought to that little bride in this day. And somebody's been anointed to it. Amen. And when you can see that that's what you was anointed for and been sent, and that's your place in life, how great and happy. That's what ought to cause that joy. We're marching to Zion. I know I am. Day by day, I am taking step upon step, and I'm going to get there by God's grace and what he's doing through my life. But oh my, don't let Satan beat you down. He's trying all he can to hold it down. It's okay. There's going to be a rapture, but don't get too excited. It's a few years off. You still got this to do. You still got that to do. Oh, don't worry about the rapture. You'll be there. But oh no, then that heart of that bride, that's the longing. That's the challenge of the hour. Somebody's going to change bodies. Somebody's going to leave this earth. Amen. And not by way of the grave either. Oh my, may God let that strike our hearts that, oh my, what a day it's going to be when you're standing there. You talk about being caught up in the Spirit, feeling his presence, just to be a drop in the bucket what you're feeling right now the day that body changes. Oh my, you talk about heaven bound. Oh, but we ought to be so excited about it. Hallelujah. Yeah, I know it may seem like it's been a fairy tale, and oh, it's been so long, we've heard and we've heard and we've heard, but somebody is going to be there. And it's coming. You can look at the world and see what's happening. You see the corruption. He said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. And we see all that taking place. Oh my, like Sodom and Gomorrah all over again. But oh my, all that's happening on one side. But on the other side, that little bride's being prepared. Oh my, she's getting ready. This is in the message, Perseverance, on page 14. This was preached November 16th, 63. David, after he had trusted in God and saw the Lord God being with him, that helped him kill a bear single-handed, also a lion, then he got his courage up that God was with him, and he knew God was with him because God had done something for him. And oh my, what God's done for us. And he said, God has done something for you. He saved you. That's the greatest miracle there is. And oh my, when how Brother Branham was talking about that, just stop and think. And you know, and he typed it many, many times, and maybe sometimes we overlook it, but just think, if you had the power to take a pig and set it right there, this is the way Brother Branham explained it in one of the messages, and if you could turn that pig into a dog right there, and it become and start doing the things a dog would do, how great that would be if you could see that happen right there. But that's what he done for you and me. He took us from this and totally killed and annihilated that nature we was born with. And that new nature come alive, the new desires, the drives, the things you once wanted was gone. Totally a reverse, opposite, not a kind of like it. It's opposite, as black as white. And oh my, that God can do that for a man and change him from what he used to think, the way he used to feel, the things he wanted to do, and set him on the pathway of righteousness to move straight forward. Oh, my saints, think how great your God is. Amen. Amen. You don't keep looking back there at how great he was. He's just that great today. Amen. Don't look back at Brother Branham and say, oh, if I'd have been in one of them meetings, I'd have got my healing. That God's here today. Amen. To prove to you, to reveal to you that you don't need a vision. You don't need someone to tell you. God can reveal to you personally that you're healed. Oh, my saints, give God. Glory. How we ought to cry out to God to open our eyes and give us eyes to have to see. He said he was doing something else, and the time came when Goliath made his boast. Why, David said, you mean to say that you'll let that uncircumcised Philistine stand there and defy the armies of the living God? What's the matter with you fellas? And Saul was the most able man among them. And oh my, we've got a lot of able people that like to say they're able all around this message. And they may try to stand there while you know, but oh no, don't listen to no one, but look to God, what God's put in your heart. Amen. Follow the word. That's what God's placed it here for. He said, when Saul was the most able man among them, head and shoulders above his army, and this David was just a little runt, little bitty fella, ruddy looking, kind of a boy, just a little stoop shouldered little sheep herder. And so Saul said, I admire your courage, son, but remember that man is a warrior from his youth, and you're nothing but a youth. And he said, but thy servant was keeping his servant's sheep one time, and a bear came in and took one, and I went after him, and the Lord delivered him into my hands. Said a lion went, and said, I knocked him down with a slingshot. And when he got up to roar against me, I took my knife and caught him by the beard and killed him. And said, how much more will the Lord God deliver that uncircumcised Philistine into my hand? And if God saved your soul from a life of sin, how much more can he take care of cancer, Brother Branham used? But put any obstacle that's standing there, I don't care what it is, how much greater is he? And he's here to prove that today to someone. You know, not that it's wonderful if you need hands laid on and you get prayed for and God heals you. But that gives people room to look at a man and say, that man's got a gift. It gives men, people will begin to look to a man, but what if God, they can see a pure, unadulterated faith in God's word in your heart? Amen. That without the laying on of hands, without anything, they see you receive the promise that God's laid out there for you. And they can know that you got something that they ain't got at that point. Amen. Amen. Them men knew when David went out there, he had something they didn't. Amen. They could see that difference. Some of them was jealous because they didn't have it. But they couldn't help it. It hadn't been placed in them. And oh my, there's many people that'll get jealous when, and despisers of those that are good when they can see something happening that they can't have happen in their life. Amen. But God has mercy on whom he will. Amen. And he chooses who he will to use for his will. Yes. Some vessels to honor, some to dishonor. But oh my, thank God for his mercy and grace. Amen. This is in the message, the world is again falling apart. Page 12. Down paragraph 65, and he's talking about Abraham. He'd been talking about Moses, and he's speaking about Abraham here for just a minute. He said he told Abraham that's exactly what he would do, and there had to be someone come on the scene at that time to make the word live right before them. And God had sent his Moses down there, and the very thing that he promised to do, he did it, because he was the anointed word for that hour. And he said it would judge the world. God's word said, I'll judge the nation with that great, mighty wonders and signs. And there stood a man, just as ordinary man like you and I, and got the word from God and went out there and spoke creation into existence. Picked up the sand and said, let there come fleas from the earth. And the word of God through that prophet's mouth, being with it right in the hour that it was supposed to be, fleas covered the whole earth. He covered the earth with frogs, with lice. He covered it with all kinds of pestilence and things because God made the promise and the hour was there for it to be anointed. The anointed word for that hour that they lived in. And that's what we need today is not back in some seminary system, but anointed to the word for the hour that we live in to bring forth Jesus Christ to the world again, the same yesterday, today, and forever. There is a program laid out for this day, a promise of God, and the only way we'll ever be able to get right is to let that word be anointed. That's right. It's always happened. Just think about it, saints. You can talk about it. People can want to be that. But if they weren't called and chosen to that purpose, it can't happen in their life. May never happen. But if you've been predestinated and you can see God moving in your heart, what a joy it ought to bring. That's why it may not be 50 people in a church building all that's happy. It may not be 50 people in a church building that can really worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, but somebody was predestinated to, and in that group, those that were, it will shine forth like the sun on their face out of their life that there is something down inside of them, not just music, not just maybe being caught up in emotion over here, but it's something down on the inside that just continually given out of itself. Oh, my saints, We like, as I said, as you stop and think about those ones back through the scriptures, as things were happening and the joy that was in their heart and the way their outward body began to express. And that was God above them back in the Old Testament. Take the same God that was that pillar of fire that led the children of Israel out of Egypt and let a portion of himself be housed in this human body. Let that Holy Spirit anoint it and oh my, and see why this body. No wonder Brother Branham said, set a man's pants on fire and time to set down. It's a reality that when it's burning in the inside, there is that stimulation of revelation. Our pastors expounded on it. I read it last Sunday, but there ought to be something down in there that if I can see I'm lining up with the word, it's amen. The word might be coming hard and hot, but oh my, it should be lining us up. Maybe the last service I couldn't say amen. Maybe I was saying oh me. But the next service it ought to be amen. That quick. Oh my, it ought to be a burden. Oh my, that's behind me. That bear's being slown. That lion's gone. Oh my. Where's the next one? Amen. Step by step. Oh, my. Precept upon precept and line upon line. He's changing me. Amen. Lining me up. Oh, my saints, that rapture's, when it takes place, it's just going to be, as we've said many times, just as if I would just take this suit coat off and drop it on the ground. Oh, my, the real me's down inside of there is not going to change. Oh, my, if I was shouting, I'll be shouting when this coat, before it comes off, and I'll be shouting more when it comes off. But it'll be the same joy, amen, the same peace, the same long-suffering, the same brotherly kindness will be there. It's not going to be a new one. Oh, my. Everybody's going to be happy over there. Everybody's going to be happy here that's going to be over there. Amen. That joy ought to burn in our hearts. There ought to be a challenge. Lord, what's next in my life? Where's that next obstacle? David wasn't worried about that Philistine. When he walked up there, it was just like, what's going on? And that's the way it is to a born-again Christian. They get that desire in their heart. Why ain't that person happy? Why won't that person move with the Spirit? What's wrong with that one? But, oh, my, let that same quickening power get down on the inside and you watch them all get the same desire. Amen. They'd have been, that whole army would have been running out there to meet him. Amen. But, oh, my, not just one, not just two. But, oh, my, you got to get the same spirit of the author that wrote this down on the inside, put it together for you to draw a picture. Amen. Oh, my. You just remember Peter. Oh, my, how they were quickened, anointed. When that word, when it came, and they've seen it, oh my, when the Holy Spirit come upon them, oh my, it put it together, hallelujah. There wasn't no doubting then, amen. But we ought to be the happiest people. And so on fire for God to move forward. This ain't the age of this last day Pentecost of the gifts being coming back. But that's part of the word as much as anything else if it needs to be. But this is that day of life. He said that would be a reproduction of himself. Amen. The full word manifested in a bride. She would be the mirror image of her husband. Oh, my, a reflection of him. Amen. Oh, my. So many, they get wrapped up in that. They want the shout and to sing and to speak in tongues and run around the church. That's wonderful in its place. But, oh, my, where's the life that he talked about? Where is those sisters that's holy with his holiness? They look holy. They act like Christians, ladies, shamefacedness and a soberness in their heart and in their life. And men that walk and live like Christians, not their ambitions are so far on everything in this world that they forgot what they were sent here for. But, oh, my, money has become the great thing. Have great prestige. It's the American dream. We need a bigger house. We got to have the fanciest house, we need the nicest car, and I need the best of this and the best of that. But, oh, my, when it just takes, I just need the things to get me by. Amen, because I'm just here. Amen. Tomorrow I might be gone. But, oh, my, I'm here today. Let me live for God. Amen. My, let's turn to Ephesians, the 6th chapter here, and read the portion of Scripture before we close. I told you I wasn't going to be very long. Looks like I've been a half hour already. Amen. Ephesians 6, and let's start here at the 10th verse and read this. Paul speaking to the church today, and just meditating on this today, just a lot of things in there, amen. And I wish sometimes I had a better ability to bring things out, but God didn't give me the ability that he gives some. But my, I sure enjoy reading it, amen. He says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, and in the power of his might, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, and against powers, and against rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on that breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Oh, my saints, and how if we would take this word more. Oh my, what it would cut out of our lives, what it would cut a path through the things that how much more would get done. But don't just take one and leave one, because it's not going to help you. But you got to take the full armor, Paul said. Take every piece and make sure you're, let God fortify you for battle. But oh my, just how great he is to see that he didn't leave us unarmed, saints. He's fortified us. And oh my, how he left us a whole book of witnesses to prove that he proves his word. And he's always there to line it up 100%. And this is in the message. I think it's, yeah. It's just once more, Lord. I want to read this. I mentioned it a minute ago, but this is on page 10, paragraph 53. And that's just the way man is, as I said here some time ago. Man is always thinking back of what God did. And looking forward to what God will do, but ignoring what God is doing, see? Look what he's doing now. We know what he has done, and he's sending it to us, trying to stir us up again, trying to bring us back to the path to his word, proving it by his vindicated word. And we just sit, sleep, go home, say, what did he say? I hate to go hear them carry on so long. And I pray that that's not the attitude of any of us here. But every time we come through that door, there's a purpose and a reason behind it. Amen. And God is here to meet you for whatever you have need of. But you've got to be open and receptive to him and give him the opportunity to show you what he's doing now. Amen. And if there isn't nothing really happening in your life, I'd cry out to God, because there's a lot of things happening right now. Amen. The Holy Spirit is moving in the heart of that little bride. And oh my, don't ever think that it's got to be right here. I believe there's bride here. And each one of us should believe that, because each one of us should see that we're one of that bride. But that little bride might, somewhere else, God might be moving mightily. And maybe I'm a little behind and I need to catch up. But oh my, may we cry out to God. Don't ever put your eye somewhere and say, oh, we're so far above. But you keep your eye on God and let God lead you. The word comes, but the word coming is not enough. The pastor preaching the truth is not enough. It's got to come in to each one of us and be part of us. And each one of us has got to be that person that's on fire to meet that challenge in this day, this hour. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad. Oh my, that I've seen I'm one of them. That's got a true desire burning on the inside, that I'm going to be in that rapture by God's grace. I'm going to be one that's going to change bodies. I'm going to see one of those sleeping saints. It's not a story, but it's going to happen. Amen. Just as true as it will. You sisters can come to the instruments. Amen. Hallelujah. I pray it'll help someone. Maybe stir your heart a little bit. I don't know. God knows all things. But just remember, there's a lot of people just standing around watching. There's going to be a Christian today. There's going to be a life manifested. This is all going to happen. And somebody slid right in amongst them and vindicated the word right before them. And they missed it. They stood back and didn't see it. They couldn't get it. But oh my, somebody's been predestinated to it. Amen. Let's all stand if you would. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's sing that little chorus, "We're Marching to Zion," as our brother comes. Sing it one more time. We're marching to Zion. Oh, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, that beautiful city of God. We're marching to Zion. Oh, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, that beautiful city of God. Amen. You marching? Amen. Zion? The beautiful city of God. Amen. I love that. Well, I want to sing one more song before we leave tonight. This came to my heart as Brother Timothy was ministering there. How many enjoyed that? Amen. I really enjoyed that. Now, let's turn our books to page 169, the only believe little small book. And let's sing a little song, "Wonderful." Amen. My, oh, my heart sings today.
sings for joy and gladness. Amen. Is your heart singing with joy and gladness? Amen. Oh my. Hallelujah. Oh, my heart sings today, sings for joy and gladness. Jesus says, satisfies, vanishes my sadness. Guilt is gone, peace is mine, peace like to a river. Jesus is wonderful and mighty to deliver. Oh, he's wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, Almighty God is he. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. Homeless bird, now I'm free, free from condemnation. Jesus gives liberty and a full salvation. Now the sins of the past have been all forgiven. Amen. Hallelujah. Look of heaven. Oh, it's wonderful, wonderful. Jesus is to me. Oh, yeah. Glory, hallelujah. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer. Praise his name. Living here with my Lord, amen. Day by day, all the way, holding sweet communion. Oh, what change grace has brought in my Lord's station. Since my soul received that full free salvation. All is wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Sing that with an assurance. Amen. That when he's saying these things, or when this song is saying these things, it's really you. Amen. There's not a word there I sang that I couldn't see myself for but grace. I'm serious. When it says, oh, my heart sings today, sings for joy and gladness, not because the congregation's singing. My heart sings today with joy and gladness, regardless if nobody here sang a word. My heart sings with joy and gladness. If everybody was down in the dumps they caught and despondent and discouraged and condemned, I'd still be singing with joy and gladness in my heart. Amen. Just listen to the words. Guilt is gone. Is your guilt gone? Mine is. Is yours? I know what it was like at one time to live with guilt. But guilt is gone. And peace is mine. Peace like to a river. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Once a slave, now I'm free. Free from condemnation. Amen. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Amen. Glory. Oh, mine and last verse, living here with my Lord in holy union. Oh, my. Day by day, all the way, holding sweet communion. Oh, my. How many had that sweet communion with the Lord? Oh, it's just so sweet and so wonderful. Oh, what change grace hath wrought in my lowly station since my soul has received full and free salvation. What did I say in the beginning of the service? How can you sing these songs with a joy in your heart and know that it's you by having that real, genuine new birth, by you being able to look at yourself. Remember me saying this because I want you to think about it Sunday morning if the Lord tarries. And if it be His will. You sing this song right now. You just did. And the only way possible you could have sang it with just the way it says and really have a joy is through the new birth. And you looking at yourself and you know according to the Word you have that new birth. Which the Word is God. In the beginning was the Word. Word was with God and Word was God. So God is telling me I'm born again. The Word tells you you're born again. Because the life is there to back it up. His life is there to back it up. Hallelujah. So when I sing these songs, I think about this. Hallelujah. Think about what Brother Timothy was reading tonight. Think about that example about David. And going through those circumstances. Here was that great big circumstance in front of him. But you know, some of the things I really liked about that too. When the stone hit his head, the scripture says it sunk in his head. It didn't bounce off. It sunk into his head. Glory, hallelujah. And the other part too at the end, it says, then the Philistines' champion got killed. And they fled. And when you kill the old devil, friends, with that word, all his little demons had to run with him. Resist the devil and he shall flee. Amen. And don't leave none of them behind. They all flee. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh my. What a blessed people we are. Thank God for his mercy and his grace. As our brother said in the beginning, none of us deserve it. None of us is worthy of it. None of us is worthy to even be anything. None of us is important. Only by the grace of God what he's done for us. It's Him that's important in us. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. I love Him. Amen. If you can't have a smile on your heart and your face tonight, I don't know what your problem is. Amen. Maybe I ought to tickle you at least. Get something out of your face. Amen. But my goodness, how we ought to be just the joy bells are ringing in our heart. And I thank God for the joy of my salvation. Oh, hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for this word tonight we heard. And Father, to see by grace and mercy that we're a part of it. It's a part of us. And Lord Jesus, it's not because of us. It's not because of our merits or Lord, what we've done ourselves. It's nothing we have done. Again, Lord, we can only cry back grace, grace, grace. And Lord Jesus, I understand that more every day. When your prophet said, the little bride, we cry back, grace, grace, grace. Because, Lord, we can see every day, it's any time there's something overcome, any time, Lord, that your word's manifested or your word is fulfilled through our lives, we know, Lord, it isn't us. But it's, as that precious apostle Paul said, it's Christ that liveth in us. And that's what makes us so appreciative, Lord. And that's where we see where grace comes in. Because, Lord, all of us, regardless of our age, Father, as we stand here, if we've come to the age of accountability and we stand here before you, all of us know, Lord, that if we're 50 years old, here I am, Lord, going on 55 years old, and I look back and I see all the many times I tried. I tried years ago to do certain things to be pleasing to you, and I wanted to live for you. But until, Lord, you put it in there and made it come to pass, I couldn't do it. And, Father, when we look back and see those things, again, Lord, we see grace. We see mercy. And, Father, how we appreciate that so very much. And, Lord, we've got a desire burning in our hearts to see more overcoming in our lives. To see a higher height in thee. Lord, that we'll see only you living and we'll be completely dead and out of the way. But Lord Jesus, you will express through these tabernacles of flesh that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And messages like tonight is doing that. Lord, everything you give to us in the Word brings us to that position and a greater height. And we appreciate it so very much. So we ask now again that you would just go with each one of us in a way that, Lord, may your Holy Spirit deal with our hearts. May we can't help but to pray without ceasing. May it be such a burning desire, Lord, such a hunger on the inside, and a cry out in our heart for revelation. We ask that you would grant these things to us, Lord. Again, we thank you for your mercy and grace. We appreciate you and love you with all our hearts. Just lead us and guide us, Lord, by your sweet Holy Spirit. Help us to do everything you want us to do, just exactly the way you want it done. In your precious name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Oh, I love him. He's so precious and wonderful. So, you ought to leave encouraged. That word ought to encourage you and strengthen you tonight. Amen. You ought to feel that sword in your hand. Amen. The shield and armor.
Amen.
That faith, that revelation burning in your heart. Amen. You feel good?
Amen.
Amen. Oh, I feel good on the inside. Amen. I want to run for the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. May God richly bless you till we meet again. This, Lord willing, this Sunday, if he should tarry. You're dismissed. Amen. God bless you.